Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Thursday, April the 16th. Coming up, we're being urged to dispose of batteries properly following a huge fire in Kent.
I got a telephone call saying basically there's an incident at the yard. It was just becoming dark. There was smoke everywhere. Fire everywhere. It was just someone's worst nightmare.
A Queen tribute band are left devastated following the theft of their equipment.
It was quite an organised theft. They turned up in a stolen vehicle, unregistered, with masks and hoods. And 10 minutes later, after breaking into the van and hot wiring it, they were made off with the van and all of our equipment.
And find out why cows have been introduced to a country park in Kent.
Conservation grazing has a few really positive benefits. One is that we don't have to cut and collect the fields anymore, which is one of our biggest cost to the site. That will allow us to reuse that money, our budget, to work on other projects across the site.
But first, tributes have been paid to a beautiful and loving mum from Maidstone who died after travelling to Turkey for a cosmetic surgery procedure. Well, Kate joins me on the podcast with more on this story. And Kate, an inquest has been held.
That's right. The hearing at Oakwood House was told Callie Oswell went into cardiac arrest while having breast augmentation in Istanbul. The 37-year-old from Livingston Walk in Parkwood had suffered a blood clot while having the surgery. She started to have seizures during the procedure and was put into an induced coma, but passed away more than a week later on April 4th, 2024.
And an expert gave evidence.
Yes, that's right. Pathologist Dr. Mohammad Zareen Khan examined 170 pages of translated medical documents from Turkey. It was his opinion that Miss Oswell's death had nothing to do with the surgery and the death was a result of natural causes. He added that it could have happened without travelling abroad. Ms. Oswell's daughter had also revealed it was her mum's first cosmetic surgery and she'd travelled to the country with her then partner.
And she's also paid tribute to her mum, Kate.
She has. She's told us her mum was a beautiful, loving person. She described her as a loving best friend and friend to all those who knew her, adding she would always fill the room with love and laughter. The coroner recorded a conclusion of natural causes.
Kate, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Next, an update on our top story from yesterday's episode. And two men have appeared in court charged with murder following the death of a 19-year-old in Whitstable. Ashton Harrington was found in Belmont Road with stab wounds in the early hours of Good Friday. Kieran Barnes, who's 19 and from Romney Court in Sittingbourne, and 21-year-old Tobias Agbaje from Claremont Street in Herne Bay, are due at Crown Court tomorrow. A Gillingham woman who racially abused another woman before exposing herself and assaulting police officers has avoided being sent to prison. A court also heard how Katie Clark had stolen hundreds of pounds worth of items from stores at Bluewater and Fremlin Walk. The 36-year-old from Cobham Rise has been placed on a 10-month community order. She's banned from the shopping centres during that time. Two men have been arrested after police were called to reports of people trying to break into a pub in Rochester. Officers were sent to the High Street in the early hours of yesterday morning and surrounded the building. An 18-year-old from Sittingbourne and a 21-year-old from Sheerness are being held on suspicion of attempted burglary. Now, the Kent Online podcast has been told a huge blaze which caused catastrophic damage to a recycling centre in Ashford was caused by a lithium-ion battery. Crews in 10 engines, a height vehicle and two water carriers were called to Green Box Recycling Centre in Brunswick Road last Tuesday. No one was injured, but the business suffered considerable damage. Richard Monks is the managing director.
I got a telephone call saying basically there's an incident at the yard. It was just becoming dark. There was smoke everywhere. Fire everywhere. It was just someone's worst nightmare. Unfortunately, one of these lithium batteries fell off the belt and basically exploded on the floor. And that's what a lithium battery can do if it's put in someone's rubbish bin, skip, wheelie bin or whatever. They are like ticking time bombs. What I will say is, though, overriding everything, no one was injured. We were very lucky. When you look at what it's done to us as a business, it's catastrophic.
Fire bosses are urging us to make sure batteries are disposed of properly. Meantime, a bearded dragon and a leopard gecko have been rescued by firefighters after a blaze at a property in Maidstone. A tumble dryer at the home in Hillary Road caught alight just before 8 last night. No one was injured.
Kent Online reports.
An investigation's underway after police in Medway recovered four suspected stolen vehicles. They were all Nissan Navaras. One was found in a garage off Main Road in Stoke. Stoke. Another two were in a farm shed in Lower Stoke, while the fourth was spotted being driven nearby. So far, no arrests have been made. Elsewhere, more than a dozen e-bikes and scooters have been seized by police in Gravesend. Officers from the town's community safety unit spent a day targeting so-called nuisance vehicles. A van that wasn't insured was also taken away, while a suspected stolen motorbike was recovered. Now, thousands of parents across Kent will be finding out today which primary school their child will be going to in September. The local authority say 89% of pupils have been offered their first place, while more than 98% have been offered one of their top three preferred schools. Offers will be sent out via email. You've got until the end of the month to accept or reject the place. Now, all this comes as the local authority in Kent has been awarded £12 million for a new support service for children with special educational needs and disabilities. Experts at Hand is designed to provide early intervention and fast access to things like speech and language therapists and educational psychologists. Guidance will be published next month, setting out how the service should be set up. Now, next on the podcast, the lead singer of a tribute band says he's devastated after thousands of pounds worth of their equipment was stolen. It was in a van that was taken from outside a venue Supersonic Queen were performing at during the Easter weekend. The theft forced them to cancel a later show in Maidstone, and a fundraiser has been set up to help them rebuild their collection. Well, Freddie Mercury impersonator Phil Copping from Tunbridge is the lead singer, and he's been speaking to Megan from our colleagues at KMTV.
We had all of our equipment with us, our instruments, because the venue supplied the PA and the lighting and everything else. So our PA and our lighting and the staging for the bigger shows and some of the instruments for the bigger shows were in the van. And we'd just gone and got something to eat, just kind of get ready the hour before the show and start to prep and everything. And one of the guys from the van came in and said, "Oh, where's the van gone?" He's like, "Where'd you park it?" And it's like, "Just outside." He said, "It's not there." And we went out and had a look, and it'd been stolen by an unscrupulous group of individuals, I'll be polite. And it was quite an organised theft. They turned up in a stolen vehicle, unregistered, with masks and hoods. And 10 minutes later, after 10 minutes of breaking into the van and hot wiring it, they were made off with the van and all of our equipment. So it was about £22,000 worth of our, you know, all the stuff we'd spent years cobbling together and everything, gone in an instant. Heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking, really was. That was an interesting weekend. Unfortunately, this all happened before the we were supposed to perform. So we held the start of the show by a quarter of an hour, but we still went on and did it because we had to deal with the police and everything. it was a bit of an angry, a tense performance, I guess. Logistically, it's been an absolute nightmare because we've obviously had other shows that were relying on that equipment. We had to cancel one in Maidstone last week, which we've never cancelled a show. Because of the equipment we needed for that show, it all gone, and we haven't had the money or the time to manage to get that sorted. It's been tough, and I think the hardest thing has been, I think for anyone who's been robbed or whatever, is the invasion of your privacy. It's all the things that you've spent all that time sourcing and putting together, and it's not really, you know, it's not really the equipment per se. It's the fact that our guitarist had spent months and months researching the amps that were used to create sort of dummy amps to make the stage look big and everything, and the hours and hours and hours and weeks that he'd spent putting these things together and hand building things. So when that stuff goes, that's irreplaceable and it's useless to anyone else, you know. Yeah, it's been pretty tough.
Was a lot of the equipment kind of purposefully perhaps sourced to kind of replicate what Queen might have used?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, all of it was to do with how it looks on stage and what, you know, so a lot of these things were historical, vintage replicas of what Queen would have used. Yeah, our drummer uses a 38-inch gong, which was the same as the type that Queen used. Again, not for every venue, but for the theatre shows, that sat there at the back and he smashes it at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody for 5 seconds. But it's part of that stage thing, you know, and how it looks to the audience. And to have that taken, it's, you know, it really has kind of put us back to square one in terms of the way the show looks.
You can also watch that report and find details of the fundraiser within a story today at Kent Online.
Kent Online reports.
Official plans for the UK's first industrial-scale waste-to-hydrogen plant on a site in Kent have been submitted. The people behind the development want to convert a 16-acre piece of land close to Manston Airport near Ramsgate. If approved, the 24-hour facility would process 22,000 tonnes of non-recyclable waste each year, including plastics, tyres and some industrial materials. Now, cows have been reintroduced at a country park in Kent as part of a conservation grazing project. The cattle arrived at Jeskins Community Woodland near Cobham earlier this month. It's hoped the grazing will help support the local skylark population too and boost visitor numbers. Well, Forest Centre manager Craig Towle has been speaking to reporter Finn McDermott.
Cows were here a long time ago and we were looking now at reintroducing cows back at Jeskins, and we have successfully reintroduced conservation grazing here at Jeskins. So we've had 5,300 metres of stock fencing, new gates, troughs that have been put up by one of our local contractors. We're working with a local farmer that's put a mixture of cattle in the field. So we've got two types behind us. We've got dairy cows and we have meat cows, beef cows as well in the field here. There's 26 in total. We will be getting sheep and lambs shortly in the far field behind me, the orchard field. So the volunteers are working on tidying that field up, getting it ready for sheep and lambs coming later on this week. We're hoping for ready for the weekend. Can't promise anything, but we're trying our best to get those in there ready for the weekend for the last part of the school holidays.
Amazing. And tell me a bit about the benefits of conservation grazing.
So conservation grazing has a few really positive benefits. So one is that we don't have to cut and collect the fields anymore, which is one of our biggest costs to the site. And that will allow us to reuse that money, our budget, to work on other projects across the site. It also supports the skylark population on site. So with conservation grazing, it's a natural way of managing the land. We also, it's a real benefit for the local community to be able to see cattle in their natural habitat and come and visit the cows here at Jeskins.
Tell me, why is it so important that the cows have so much space?
So it's important that they have so much space for conservation grazing. We've got 26 cows in this field behind us at the moment. If we had more cows in this particular field, then they would eat the grass too quickly, and if there wasn't as many, the grass would grow longer, and we need the right amount of cows to manage it to the right level for the skylark population to encourage that skylarks for conservation grazing.
If you live in Thanet, you're being asked what you think about plans for a new state-of-the-art skate park in Margate. Plans have been submitted for the £1.1 million project at Ethelbert Crescent in Cliftonville. Free skateboarding sessions are also on offer during the viewing event next Thursday. It's at the Family Hub from 3pm. And a popular cafe on the coast near Whitstable has gone up for sale. The owner of Seaview Cafe in Tankerton has decided to call it quits after almost 20 years in charge. It's on the market for £200,000.
Kent Online Sports.
Bit of disappointing sports news. The newly refurbished football and basketball courts in Herne Bay have been closed after being vandalised over the Easter holidays. The facilities at Memorial Park were part of a £74,000 revamp project last year, but they've now been smashed up and burnt. The council say they're frustrated, but repairs are underway, although it's not clear yet on when they might reopen. And some more positive news. Fans have been given the chance to watch the Gillingham squad train today. It's part of a football festival that's taking place at Priestfield Stadium. Events like football darts, a penalty shootout and panini sticker swaps were also available in the Great Hall and car park, while the EFL trophies were on display too. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials, plus you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer fewer ads and exclusive stories. Whilst you're on the site today, don't forget to check out the latest Eat My Words food review.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.